This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Coming up here in a little while, I'm going to get to this, I promise you. They've released the list from the state of Missouri on all of the vanity plates that were rejected in Missouri in 2024. And believe it or not, the number was down a little bit, but some of them, I can't, there's some creative people out there, but not creative enough that they didn't get caught trying to get some pretty funny ones on vanity plates. And many of them referred to that Hawk Tua girl. They were trying to spell it in all these different ways, thinking that they could get that on, apparently.
I'm just so tired of that girl.
I know,
why are we giving her so much
I
attention?
Know.
Like, what?
I don't know.
She said something really stupid on TV, and she has made probably millions of dollars off of that.
I've had to go through the list. It's extensive, and highlight the ones that I can actually get away with saying on the radio, because some of them you couldn't. And somebody wanted them on their license plate. I don't know. All right, we'll get to that coming up. Right now, let's get to Nicole Murray. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
For people, they hear Nicole's voice on here, they probably might wonder what she looks like. If you're watching the socials on X or Facebook or Rumble or YouTube, Carl found a nice picture of you, and he's got it up on the feed this morning, Nicole. And for a brief moment, I was also in the middle of your face there for some reason. I don't know why, Carl. Was there some switcher problem or what?
Ethan's not here.
Oh, today. They crossed over. Okay. All right. Anyway.
It's a good picture of you, Nicole. You're laughing. It's a good, really good candid shot.
Well, thank you. You guys are making me feel so pretty this early in the morning.
Well, absolutely.
It's a good picture of you.
Your hair looks nice, too.
Oh, thank you. Guys, thank you. Stop but don't stop.
Who else has a compliment for Nicole?
We ask her. She's probably just said something smart aleck to Gordon Deal there, and she's laughing. That's probably where that picture came from.
I will let you know which picture it is.
You give him a hard time
you
in the morning.
In
that's fantastic.
A reddish-maroon top.
She's probably worn that top many a time.
That could have been from several years ago, Carl. We don't know where that picture's from, do we?
No.
What really? The microphone?
Yes.
You are.
I think the true tell sign is the fact that your hair is done. And I know for me, like I'm wearing a baseball hat right now. It's a big deal if I style my hair. So that might actually help you narrow down which day it was.
Yeah, I think I might know which photo you. Well, guys, thank
see,
you.
See, I told you that is really what can narrow it
so
down
do
for women.
Do you like that one? Because we also have your professional headshot in the blue blazer.
That's right.
I mean, I would love a nice carousel of beautiful photos of me, but
there you
I
go.
Won't be too diva-ish.
We'll put them in the rotation. How about that, Nicole? Is that okay?
No, but thank you guys so much. I appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. I understand we got some inflation numbers coming out today. Is that right?
Oh, you'd be so right about that.
All right. Tell us about it.
All right. Futures are mixed ahead of today's inflation data. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 123, the NASDAQ down 70, the S&P 500 up 2. The outlook for the January CPI calls for a monthly increase of 0.3% for the all items index and a 12-month inflation rate of 2.9%. Core readings are projected at 0.3 and 3.1% respectively. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The average interest rate for 30-year mortgages decreased to 6.95% last week from 6.97% the previous week. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Applications to refinance a home loan jumped 10% compared with the previous week and were 33% higher than the same week 1 year ago. Applications for a mortgage to purchase fell 2% for the week. Restaurant Brands International have reported same-store sales growth of 2.5%, fueled by the better-than-expected performance from Burger King and Popeye's U.S. restaurants. Revenue came in at $2.3 billion, which did come ahead of predictions made by LSEG analysts. Shares of the company rose more than 1% upon the news. Tesla's shares fell 6% and have dropped for five straight days, wiping out over $200 billion in market cap. The latest slide came after Chinese rival BYD announced plans to develop autonomous vehicle technology with DeepSeek. Amazon is opening a parapharmacy in Milan, Italy, that features a range of beauty and personal items. The store also includes a selection of non-prescription, over-the-counter medications. Amazon has continued to tweak its physical store footprint over the years. And finally, now about romance, or lack thereof. A Chicago zoo is offering a way for you to get over your ex this Valentine's Day. Simply make a $15 donation to have a cockroach named after a former lover before it's fed to a resident animal.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Do you then send the video of that cockroach to your ex?
I mean, I would.
It's a little passive aggressive. It's a little aggressive, isn't it?
I was going to say, I don't think it's passive aggressive. That's just straight
that's just
up aggressive.
Yeah, that's true. They're doing something like that at the aquarium over here, aren't they, Carl?
Yes, they are.
They did. You could donate money and they would...
Worms.
For worms or, you know, something like that. And then they would feed it to some of the fish.
I mean, you know what? It's kind of silly, but I guess they are finding some way to raise money and they know people will actually pay to do it.
And I don't even need to send the video to my ex. It's kind of just knowing, like, you just got fed to a hippopotamus. Like, I feel good about that.
It's yeah. Like, I guess so. Like, I don't know. I didn't end up having that problem. I didn't end up having a former girlfriend that I just despised that badly.
I don't have any exes where I am on really bad terms. I feel like any of my exes, I would be friendly if I saw them.
And really?
Yeah. I don't.
All of them?
I think. I can't. I mean, I feel like, yeah, I don't feel like there were. I mean, of course, you have bad things happen. And when the breakup happens, it can be hard. And maybe you're on bad terms initially. But there's nothing after all these years. I mean, my husband and I had been together since 2020. We'd been married for almost 3 years now. So it's not, I mean, enough time has passed. It's not like I would still be angry after all these years. I don't have any ill feelings.
Not that I'm angry, but... Like, a lot of these guys are blocked right now, so
yeah,
I wouldn't exactly walk up and be like, oh, my God, hey, how are you? And more kind of just avoid eye contact.
Yeah, no kidding. If you've had to block them, for sure.
Yeah.
You get any restraining orders out there, Nicole?
No restraining orders
good.
Yet.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
That's funny. All right, Nicole, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, great having her on here. That's a strange question. I mean, I've been married over 30 years. I would have to go back and really dig through the memory banks to figure out if there was anything that negative. Maybe. Oh, I guess I can't even say that. No, I don't think so.
No, I mean, I can think of things that happened that were bad with exes.
If you'd had your heart broken.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's hard when you're going through it.
The person left you at the altar or something like that.
Even
you
if,
would, Yeah.
Even if you broke up with them, it can still be hard. It's still the end of, you know, you talking to someone likely every day, seeing them regularly, and that person's just suddenly out of your life. That's still very difficult, but unless I guess you absolutely hate the person and are trying to get as far away from them as possible,
Carl,
which can be the case.
Who's the general from Star Wars that said, "It's a trap"?
That would be Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar. I think of Admiral Akbar when I say that. I feel very lucky because my wife has told me for many years she never wants me to spend too much on Valentine's Day. Don't ever get her flowers because they cost too much money at Valentine's Day and then they die in a couple of days. For the longest time, she didn't want chocolate because she didn't want the extra calories.
You sound really Midwestern when you say chocolate.
Chocolate. She didn't want any chocolate.
My mom, well, both my parents are from the, you know, New England area. And so they are very like, when I, you know, growing up, it was always like, Kim, it's not doctor, it's doctor. My mom is like the grammar queen and taught us so much about how to write papers and everything. And she'd always, you know, lovingly correct me, Kim, it's doctor. I don't know how to say that.
She didn't say highway farty.
Oh, gosh, that would, she'd okay. be cringing. But the way you just said chocolate tells me everything I need to know.
She doesn't want chocolate.
And you're from Ohio.
I know.
Are there any of your exes that your significant other would not like you speaking with?
Any of them, I would
imagine.
Well,
I don't think you should be speaking with exes. I think that's weird.
Well, then.
I mean, unless you have a child with them or something.
Well, that's understandably, if you have like shared custody, I get you have to a degree talk with them, but should you be reaching out and going back and forth and asking how they are?
You said you were friendly with all of them and you're not crazy.
No. I said I would if I saw them in public. Like if I ran into them walking down the street, that I would be nice to them. I wouldn't feel this need to run behind a building and freak out or lash out in anger. That's what I meant by that. When I say friendly, I don't talk to any of my exes.
That's true. Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
A little different than how it was being portrayed.
Oh, well, there we go. I'm glad you asked me about that so I could clarify.
Yeah, you're not hanging out
Michael,
with
are you listening?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
Happy Valentine's
I think
week,
it's very
everybody.
Odd if people keep in touch with their exes and keep going back and forth and asking how they are. Like, that's weird.
That is
inappropriate.
A little weird.
Isn't that what Facebook is for?
That's inappropriate.
Up.
Yes.
Facebook has
Instagram,
broken up more than a few marriages.
Even liking the picture, like don't engage like that.
Yeah. It's true. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. Next hour, we'll talk to attorney Jeremy Rosenthal, and he's taking a look at the legal issue with some of these federal employees who Donald Trump has given them a buyout offer, and he said some of them might take the buyout offer and still be able to sue the federal government. I'm anxious to figure out why. We'll talk to Jeremy at about 7:35. Stay tuned.